Just close your eyes for a moment and just embody that clarity. Embody the grace and the benevolence of the divine source that has come to be with us this weekend. Not only come to be with us, but that we take with us. That we take with us when we leave this room. Kryon says, leave differently than you came. That's the feeling right now. That feeling in your heart. That feeling as you breathe, that you know that place is there for you. That place to connect in you and in the world with the love and the grace of the divine source.
So it is good day to you, huh? Very good. Once again, to see your light, your love, your radiance, your beautiful beams of energy spreading out beyond you. Dearest ones, we know lots of people are listening to this in the future, 5 year, 10 year, who knows when, but we're going to address something that was asked earlier about all those ETs and all those galactic beings and all those Pleiadian seeds that popped up on this planet. Be here now. You understand? Be here. We know many of you have all the galactic energy that you could possibly tolerate, and lots more, and that you go off to the Intergalactic Federation, and you play at night, and you work at night, and you plerk at night, and you honor that energy. You know, plerk is play plus work, you know that. You honor that energy of all of the galaxies. But you are here now on vacation at this planet. So treat it as a vacation. Because you see, you are again finding you. And we want you to know that essence is on this magnificent Mother Gaia. Dearest beloveds, I am so thankful that you chose to be here on this planet at this time. You see, dearest beings of light, we are one. You and I. Your center is my center. The only difference between you and I is that I know who I was when I arrived. You are somehow still in the process of remembering. I am here to tell you. You are a magnificent being of light that is shifting the consciousness of this planet as you are shifting the consciousness of yourself. You can't say, I'm going to stay small any longer. You must step into your presence. For you see, your presence is the difference. Your presence is needed here. And when you deny your presence by thinking of some old program, some old thought, some old energy, you are denying this planet your gift of you. You are a gift to all you encounter. When you start your day in the coherence of your heart, you start your day with me. And you. For we are one. So as I look into your eyes, I look into your heart, and I see that love, that iridescent light radiating from you. And we hold a mirror. So when you look into your mirror at your home, or in your car, or wherever you look into the mirror, you see that light radiating back. You see your essence as I do. I don't know how to say it any more clearly, but I will continue to tell you until you get it, because that is what I am here for, to hold you as you indeed would hold me if I got lost. And yet we are all found, for we are here. And I am grateful for that. I am grateful for each of you, now and forever. Trust that love. Trust your love. Trust your heart. Your light, and your friend's heart and light. For I am with them as well. And your enemy's heart and light, for I am with them as well. We did not say we are one except for those. We said we are one, period. We love you deeply. We see you, maybe as very few others, except for our dearest friend Cryon, can. And now, we help you see you. Namaste.
Namaste. Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The final day of this two-day seminar is coming to a close. Another one is opening tomorrow, but not all of you will be here. And so for some, it's a time when you realize you won't be seeing each other. This may be the only time that this group comes together. Quite often, there would then be the question, well, what is the message in closing? It can't be said better than has already been established. The energy that Adaranda and Yeshua have presented. And it's this: you're here now. And what that means, dear ones, is multifold. But the biggest issue, in an older energy, You've always let the past predict the future. So therefore, although you live now, there are so many of you who are still in the past. In many ways, you're in the past. And you're pulling those past energies into right now. These channels that we give on this last day of this series are often more personal than the teaching that is done in other times. Sometimes we just ask you to sit for a moment and ponder. In this energy, right now, of what is it that is in the now for you? But I want to go further than that. I want to do an exercise or two. We are dealing in this new energy with new consciousness. Yesterday we told you in question 6 that what you didn't expect and don't expect and really don't believe is how powerful you are. And that consciousness is king. More than any physical exercise that you've learned about at the moment, that consciousness can do so much more within yourselves than anything that there is at this moment. And one of the things that you don't expect it can do is to change the past. I want you to think for a moment, dear old soul, of what may be in your Akashic record. I know what's in your Akashic record. Do you understand and realize in the group of over 100 people who've lived 1,000 lives, how many of you are really in this room? Think about that. It's almost a stadium full. More than a stadium full, depending upon the size. And all of you have one thing in common. Again, I'll tell you, you've all existed through an old energy earth. You have such unique experiences to offer. But so many of them were profoundly dramatic. It's etched in there, you know it is. And dear ones, we've said this before, that part of being the human with free choice is dealing with the Akash. We've also told you that the Akashic energy of the past is starting to change. Now, how could the past change because the present is moving into another energy? And the answer is this, because the Akash is what you then remember. It's more than that. It's an energy that comes forward from the past. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, think of what you may have experienced. Think of that profoundness of who you might really be with that much going on in that which you call the past. I want to do an exercise. There are some who have said, I don't want to wait a generation for some of these evolved ideas to start working in my consciousness. I don't want to wait till I'm reborn, perhaps in another body, to start gleaning the wisdom from the past or having a Akash that is more remembering the good things than the dramatic things. I don't want to wait. And if you're one of those, you're way ahead of the curve. Because you know what? You don't have to wait. You really don't have to wait at all. You've got to cognize, believe, that you can do this. What's coming right next? That you can do this. Question, is it possible for a human being to rewrite the energy they remember from 1,000 lives? Do you have that power? The answer is yes. Oh, yes. More now than ever before. Oh, dear ones, there have always been those who could do this. You sat at the feet of the gurus who could do this and more, who had such control over that which is so esoteric. And now each one of you is learning mastery. And this is part of that. Do you believe that you could take that which is lurking in your Akash, which is poking and prodding you in so many different ways, because an old energy has allowed it to? The ways that you died, the children that you've lost, the wars that you've died in, the ones you have killed, the ones that killed you. You have been in all of those circumstances. Deaths that were difficult, more so than they should ever have been. Lives where you never, ever experienced joy. Lives that were short and fearful and awful. Every one of you. Alive during the plagues. In civilizations you don't even recognize were here. That's your Akash. Civilizations that warred to extinction. That's in your Akash. Horror. What about the good things, Cryon? Well, they're there too. Did you know that? Celebration, joy, beauty, love. Let's do an exercise that's going to turn around what you remember, what the energies are that are allowed to touch you today. Oh, Master, why not instruct the Akashic record, which belongs to you, to morph into one that is positive, that starts to give you the wisdom you've collected in 1,000 lives, and not the drama that's going to poke and prod you into sorrow and scary dreams and visions that you don't understand, chasing you yet today? So many listening to this right now are nodding their heads and saying, I know what you mean. We talked last week about the buzz. The buzz is a residual that you always have, because at some level, all those past lives lay there. Even in your silence, your most quiet moments, it's difficult to get rid of the buzz. And the buzz is that which says you're not worthy to be here. Tomorrow is going to be difficult, just like it always has been. And even if you've lived a beautiful young life so far, the buzz is still there. Because the buzz is an old Akashic record that remembers negative things. If you're serious, let's do it together, because I want my partner involved. Now, he steps aside, but he's here. He knows what's going on. He also is able to receive information from me simultaneously to what I'm giving to you. He doesn't talk about this often, but he can also receive different information that is what is being given to you. It's part of his multidimensional awakening. So I'm going to give him different information than I'm going to give to you, because he needs to do this too. He needs to do it for some things that still lurk. I want you to posture yourself right now in a way, if you're serious, to get ready for an exercise that may change the rest of your life. And I want you to remember this, because you may wish to do it again. Not that the first one didn't take, but because human beings are in a linear timeline, and you've been trained that if you do things two or three times, they're better. We're not going to go against the grain of your training. We're just going to tell you that it wouldn't hurt. But dear ones, if you do this and mean it and cognize it at 100% right now, you're going to feel a difference in the days to come, in the weeks to come. Ryan, why should I do this? I'm not really sure that my Akash has been bothering me. I see. So you're youthing, is that correct? So there's no age involved here. There's nothing. There's no buzz. You're perfectly healthy. And you say, well, what's that got to do with your Akash? And that's the point. Absolutely everything. You have inherited so much from the esotericness of what you've been through that you don't know about, you don't recognize, and you don't even believe could be there. The way you think, the way your body accepts invasion of chemistry, the way your body accepts the invasion of disease, that's all an inherited trait from your Akash. Yes, your parents gave you some of it. But parents, you were aware you could have two children, the same identical parents, and those children are vastly different, almost like they came from another planet. One is always healthy, one is always sick. You know there's more to this than just the chemistry of the birth and the inheritance that's biological. That is what you're looking at right now before we do this. You're just not dropping the things that have disturbed you in dreams. You're about to turn the corner, if you wish, on how your body sees Earth today, now, right now. I want you to get into this as deep as you wish, because you're about ready to address your Akashic record like you never have before. You can repeat silently if you don't have your own words. But this is the way it goes. Dear, beautiful Akash, which represents me and my soul in so many expressions, in this new energy, I am in command. Dear Akash, that is me and represents the expressions of thousands of lives on this planet. Look at the energy of today, because I am in charge. Dear Akash, beautiful that you are, because you are me and represent the one soul that I have been for thousands of lifetimes on this earth. Know this, there is change and I am going to dictate it because I'm in charge. The bottom line, I am in charge of me. And for the first time, I want you to listen up. I command benevolence in remembrance. I command that the Akash start to alter that has been remembered lifetime after lifetime. And I put a limiter on the drama. It is not allowed to invade the light of my life. I put a limitation on all the negative things, all of the anger and the betrayal and the horror. I put a limiter. Oh, it may be there, but it's going to go in the dark. I command that the negativity that is in my Akash and has been there get in the back seat because I'm driving today. And there is no reason for it to be there because, you see, I'm in charge of it all. It's me talking. Do you see what you're doing? There's a feeling, and always has been, that you may not be in charge of your life. You talk about the Akashic Record, it just sits there as a library of irritation, doesn't it? As though you had no control of anything. And suddenly, I'm telling you, you've got control of everything. Everything. Let's finish it. Dear Akash, beautiful and benevolent, you are me, and I am you. Let all of the beauty and the joy and the wisdom which has occurred in thousands of lifetimes, the maturity of a soul, start to present itself in ways that will surprise me, and I'll smile. In good things, in benevolent things, in expectations, let my Akashic Record be the best thing that ever happened to me. And let my life reflect this day and this decision. I've spoken. Now we're not done, you see. Because what was stated is we're working in the now, today. Remember? Well, see, there's more to this. Because there are things that are also disturbing you right now that are very current and are not in the Akash yet. You know where I'm going with this? Do you wish to finish the job? Let all things which have occurred in my life in the past energy to this very moment be on notice. That the memory in my brain, the very synapse that holds them, is on notice. To cease and desist those things which would be below my magnificence as a creature on this planet of God. You're not allowed to keep the tapes playing. And the tapes are this. The betrayal, the sorrow, the bad feelings, the anger, the human nature, which is a low energy human nature, the buzz itself, cease and desist. All of the things that are currently there, I am in charge, even of my memory. For every single cell resounds with the higher self. And I am part of this in a way that I never knew before. In charge of all things. So that I might go from this place and not have to carry those things from my own past since my birth. I'm not done yet. Do you believe you can change your own consciousness through your own will? I told you yesterday, you wouldn't believe this tool you have. I'm showing you how it works. I'm not done yet. There's even more. Pondering just how much to reveal that you might be able to do. Can you change that which is you? Can you take that which you believe is your own personal nature and start to work with it in order to shape the things into that which you want instead of those things you don't want? Can you change the degree that you age? Yes. Dear cellular structure, I'm in charge. The boss is talking, listen up. I command you to see the beauty and the benevolence and the God inside of every cell in my body. To be more resistant from disease than we have ever been before. You see, disease cannot attach itself to the light. I command that which was in me that's inappropriate to go away, to change. Let the chemistry in my body show itself in the next days so I know this is real. I take command of things that I was never told I could take command of. That's the exercise. Oh, there's more, but that will be it for now. Because we start to get into the total unbelievableness of what you might be able to do to stay on this planet a very long time. And in the process, to be joyful instead of fearful. To have the buttons disengaged that would push you into anger, sorrow, fear. So now we come to this empty space. And it's a beautiful empty space. I want you to see it. You've just done a major cleansing. I want to know, are you willing to forgive yourself? Why should I forgive myself? What have I done? You waited a long time. That's what you're forgiving yourself for. You've delayed it, haven't you? All of these things I am speaking of are now possible for everyone, no matter how unique you are, how many lifetimes you've had. It doesn't even have a name yet. It's not a process that's been developed yet. It's not really in the charts yet of the New Age. Imagine how powerful your consciousness would be to take a hold of the esoterics of your brain, the very memory of your lifetime, and manipulate it into benevolence, joy, and light. That's the message. It gets grander, doesn't it? As time goes on, more things are being revealed. And there will be those who listen to this who roll their eyes and say, not for me, not today. And dear ones, you're loved as much as anyone who has just changed everything. Free choice through love has always been the option available to every single human being. No judgment at all. I want you to go from this place without guilt, without fear, and you start feeling it, perhaps not as you stand up, but over the next few days, and you say, something is a little different. There's a weight that's been lifted. It's an esoteric weight. I can't explain it. I just know that I feel freer than I've ever felt before. Freer. Then you'll know that it took. And you begin to think differently, act differently. And you join an old soul group, which is learning to enhance the shift for humanity. Because you just changed yourself, and others around you will benefit immediately because they will see you as lighter. They may even begin to see the beauty in your soul where they didn't before. This is the truth. This is the way it's going to work. And I just gave you advanced information for very old souls. Don't confuse old soul with a chronology of how old you are in the room. For sometimes the youngest are the most wise. And many times the youngest are here with the seniors because they understand that there's no generation gap when it comes to the Akash. They have come to join the oldest of the old on the planet and the wisest ones there are. Go from this place changed. Ponder these things that you have done this day. And so it is.